Medical notes this week. Why have experimental therapies for Fragile X syndrome not worked? Fragile X is a protein that controls how certain neurons process information. When that protein is eliminated due to a genetic mutation, a person is usually left with an intellectual disability. A new paper in Cell Reports shows that Fragile X is much more complex than previously thought, giving scientists new insight on how to create effective therapies for the condition. Antibiotics are great, but only when they're needed. A recent study in JAMA Open Network reveals that unnecessary antibiotics could be harming your child. Kids taking an unneeded dose are 8 times more likely to develop medical conditions like infection and diarrhea. Researchers estimate that 29% of antibiotics prescribed to non-hospitalized kids in the U.S. are unsuitable. Don't try to vape your daily vitamins. A new survey shows that 24% of young adults have used non-nicotine vape products. Instead of nicotine, people are inhaling melatonin, caffeine, and more. Though some of the substances are safe to ingest, scientists say any non-prescribed product that's heated and inhaled is bad for your lungs. The findings are published in JAMA Network Open. And finally, allergies could save you from contracting COVID. Researchers have discovered that people with food allergies are less likely to get COVID than those without. Scientists think the relation could be due to differences in risk behavior, like less frequent visits out to restaurants. The paper published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology also found that asthma doesn't increase a person's risk for the disease. And that's Medical Notes this week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.